The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Vav Amud Beis, brings a, the Mishnah Beis and brings a machlokes, the shape of shofar which we have to have on Rosh Hashanah, and other times as well. Our sugya is Rosh Hashanah. Tanakama holds that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah shel Yoel Poshut should be a straight horn from an animal called a Yoel. Steinbock, whatever, certain type of deer. And Rabbi Yehuda says, on Rosh Hashanah we blow a shofar of an ayil. And the Gemara says that Man de Omar holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Michael Mifliga, was the Machlokes, Man Sova, Rosh Hashanah, kama de kayif inish daite tvei maila. So Rabbi Yehuda holds you need a bent shofar, which is how we're knowing. The reason why he holds that is because he holds that the attitude on Rosh Hashanah should be one of kfifus, one of being bent over. Explains Rashi, kama de kayif inish bitfilosoi, Ponov kvushim la'aretz, tvei odiv. It's better on Rosh Hashanah in his tefillah that he's looking down. Mishum v'ahoyu einai v'libay libi shom. There's a machloikis in Yevomis bechlal in Hilchus tefillah. How should a person stand in davening? Should he be looking down or should he be looking up? The machloikis. So we hold, the maskone is that we hold be'etzim both. The person should be looking down, kilu the shechina is in front of him, b'achno, but his heart should be focused upwards. Rabbi Yehuda focuses on the tzad in tefillah, v'hoye einai v'libi shom, to look down in tefillah. Okay, that's in tefillah. Zogt Rashi, Hilchach, Berosh Hashanah, Dili tefillah, Ulahazki, Akedas Yitzchok, Ba, Ba'inon Kfufin. That Rosh Hashanah is Be'ikil, tefillah, and to be Mazki, Akedas Yitzchok. Akedas Yitzchok is a process of Hachna. He was Machnia himself, he was a carbon on the Mizbeach. So you need to mirror that in the shofar should be a bent shofar. Tanakama, however, holds Ma Sovar Berosh Hashanah kama de poshit inish daite tvei maila. So Rashi, how it should be straight, Mishum nisa levavenu el kapayim. Hilu, we lift up our hearts on our hands to Hashem Yisbar. Hashem Yisbar, Kilu Hashem Yisbar. So there, Lamalo. And that's also by Tefillah, said by Tefillah. Hilkov Berosh Hashanah, Bipshutin. So Rosh Hashanah, the shofar should also mirror that. It should be straight. Dili Tefillah, because Rosh Hashanah is for Tefillah. Idem Machlokes and the Inyonim Legabe Tefillah. An interesting sugya, so it's not our sugya. What is interesting here is the ikar mitzvah hayom of Rosh Hashanah is shofar, and the Chazal are telling us that the shofar is going to be affected by what attitude we have or how we behave and how we stand in tefillah. Now the fact that the shofar has to do with tefillah. Now we know in Kama Mekoymas that the idea of a shofar is to be ma'orer our tefillahs. B'shas atzora, the halacha is, they used to blow shofrois and they were tokea and za'oka. So the shofar, the sound of the shofar is ma'orer za'oka, ma'orer tefillah. But Rashi's saying more than that. Rashi says that Rosh Hashanah litfilah hu ba. The Rosh Hashanah is an inyan of tefillah. The Ika Avoidus Hayoim on Rosh Hashanah, in our Avoidim, Mitzadaz, Kir Shoifa, or Betfila. And if in Tfila we hold Kofuf, Ein I believe my Sham Kolayomim, then the Shoifa is going to mirror our Mahalach in Tfila. And if we hold in Tfila Niso Kapayim El Kapayim, stretched out kilu the shamayim, then come the poshit. Then our shofar is going to mirror that, and our shofar is going to be a straight shofar. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah is the tefillah hu ba. Both mad omrim hold Rosh Hashanah li tefillah hu ba. Mad poshit also holds zichron akedo, but the ikir Rosh Hashanah li tefillah hu ba. And that will change the shape of the shofar which we use. There's another Gemara, Tes Zayin Amud Beis, a very interesting Gemara. Omer Yitzchok, Kol Shana Sherosha Bitchilasa, Misasheres Besoifa. Every year, which is poor, Rosh is poor, Oni, in the beginning, will become Oshir. We will have a bracha at the end. Shenema Meireishis Hashana Ad Achris Hashana. The pasuk says the Eina Shemesh Kelekecha Zon Eretz Yisrael Meireishis Hashana Ad Achris Hashana. And Reishis, says the Gemara, is written Chaser. It's written Chaser the Aleph. Kilo it says Meireishis Hashana. So a year which is Rosha Bitchilasa, poor at the beginning, misasheris besoicha. What does it mean? Zokt Rashi, She Yisrael oisin atzmam roshin berosh Hashanah. When Klal Yisrael make themselves poor on Rosh Hashanah, ledabe tachanunim utfile, that they speak out tachanunim and daven to Hashem, like their rosh, like their poor, Shneema tachanunim yedabe rosh. The Pasuk of Mishle says that a poor person, when he's an oni, that he speaks tachanunim. He speaks, he pleads, he's pleading. He doesn't feel he's having the confidence of Ashirus. So Maisa Shahoya, that there was a shnara came to the Kashamati, the Shnara was collecting money and came to the Briskarov, and I think Pashto must have been in Briskarov's house because Briskarov didn't use to daven normally in the minyan with all these people knocking on the, you know, coming around and bothering everybody davening. So the kids, this Shnara comes and he's demanding money. So the Briskarov said, he's not an oni, because Tachanunim mitabe rosh, Shlomo HaMelech says. The Oni speaks with Tachanunim, and Oni is, you know, sometimes I've been in places where in the middle of davening, and they have all these people coming around, and they don't always notice what's going on when I'm davening, and sometimes a guy bangs. Ma'azim Shoya a couple of times, banged me. I'm saying Psuki the Zimri or whatever. So they don't see what's going on. You've got to stop davening. You've got to give me money. That's a rosh. That's an oni. Tachanunim yedabe rosh. But this is actually very interesting. How's he learning Rabbi Yitzchok? Tosfos learns that when Shirosha bitchilasa, that when Klal Yisrael are Rosh, Libom Nishba, Berachim Aleim, when there's Tzoros, but Rashi says, Shisrael Oisim Atzmom Roshim. We pretend to be Rosh. We misnag like we're Roshim. We daven, we say Tachanunim, we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keep Oisim Atzmom. So it's a game. We're fooling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Rosh Hashanah or Purim? Purim people dress up, people pretend to be, you know, Amal You see certain Bachrim dress up like Rebbes and Rosh Hashivas, and that's Megale. They're Chukas Achaim. Other people dress up like other things as Megale. They're Chukas Achaim, is Ken Zayin. Baal Kolponim, that's Purim. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin, is Oisin Atzmainu. We pretend on Yom Adin. Kodesh Baruch Hu is looking at us and paskening. Isn't that punkt verkehrt? Or they're dressing up, pretending to be choshev, pretending to be anim. That's how we're going to get through the din. Isn't that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to say, be emistic? What's the pshat here? The last couple of weeks we've seen the tachlis of the Bria. Elokim asa sheyiru milafonov. The tachlis of the Bria is to come to a matzav of yiras aroimimus. To come, as we saw last week, to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lidovek by B'koach HaMaisim Shel Toldosim Se'o'inyin, says the Mesiras Yesharim. And Ali Dei Zeh will be Zoyche to Lisanig Al Hashem, Leonis Misiv Shchinoso in Oilem Haba, which is the flip side of the Tachlis of the Bria, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us that schar, the Emtsoi to get that schar, and to be on a matzav of Yiro Milafonov, not Yiro Mimenu, Yiro Milafonov, to feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yiras Aroimimus. In Perek Yud Tes, the Mesiras Yeshayim says, Ika ha-yira hi yiras aroimimus. She tzarech ha-odom lachshoiv ba-oidoi mispalel o-oisa mitzvah ki lifnei melech balche hamlochim hu mispalel. A person has to be aware, has to know when he's doing a mitzvah, or when he's davening, then he's davening lifnei melech malche amlochim. V'hu ma shehizer atana, so the Gemara in Brachos says, k'shato mispalel, da lifnei mi atom mispalel. When a chazan davens here in yeshiva, he has this message in front of his nose, da lifnei mi atom mispalel. Da lifnei mi atom oimetom. And the Russian there in Mispalel. That's, says the Mesiras Yesharim, is the Yesod of Yiro, the Yesod of doing mitzvahs and davening. Vihine Zochter, Shloisha Dvorim, so she is Takila Odom, the Isboinen Heitev, Kadesh Yagiel Zoysa Yiro. We've said this is the Tachlis of the Bria. Let's understand, how do I get to this Yiro Saroimimus? There are three things to think about. Ha'echad, shu oimed mamish lifnei ha'boire yisparach shemoi. In davening, a person is standing in front of the boire, v'noisei v'noisin imoi. And he's talking to him, having a conversation with Hashem. Afal pi she'ein eino shel adam ro'eihu. Even though you can't see Hashem. V'tireh. He says, this is the hardest thing, to make a tziur, that I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once a bocher, we're talking about this idea in the Vadon Tefillah, but once a bocher came to me, and he said, I imagine when I daven, that I'm standing in front of a throne, and there's this big king sitting on the throne. Is that okay? I said, Chas v'shalom. It's awesome. You made a dibus. The Rebbe doesn't have a tmuna. He doesn't look like a big king. However big you want to make him, Chas v'shalom. Ein lo guf, ein lo dibus a guf. He can't be metzaya that. I have a tzion nowadays, maybe the Rebbe Shalom has made. Nowadays, we can still say this dimion. In a few years' time, you won't know what I'm talking about. But in our door, we can still have this dimyon, and I think it'll help us, the idea. when a person speaks on the phone to someone, so we still have the old-fashioned phones where you don't have the smartphone and you don't see the person in front of you. We're still in our day, we're still holding there that we can call up somebody on the phone and you speak to someone. And you don't have to imagine, if you're speaking to your father or your mother, you don't have to imagine, okay, mummy's now sitting in the kitchen talking to me, and you close your eyes and you have a picture of mummy there. You're talking to her, or you're talking to your, to whoever you're talking to, and you talk, and you have a conversation. So you'll tell me, Einachanami, that when I'm davening, if I would hear the Rabbeinu Shalom reply, if when I say Adam Das, that's true, and then I say Choneinu Meitcha Deo Bina V'Haskel, okay, Baruch Ato Hashem Choneinu Adas, you'd hear Amen from Shomayim. That I don't know if we would be able to pick ourselves up afterwards, but our davening would be a different davening. Now, sometimes when you speak on the phone, it just happened to me now. I just gave somebody, Shia Dolphin, those people who remember who he is, getting married tonight in Yitzhak Hashem. She just gave him the Chosn Shmuz, and I'm giving the Chosn Shmuz, and then after he suddenly gets back to me, he said, Rebbe, I lost you. He got cut off, I didn't realize, and I'm talking and talking. And he wasn't there, he wasn't listening. I'm used to that. That's what I do when I give shmuz and vadim. I talk and talk and people aren't listening. I'll call upon him. And again, so where did you get cut off? And I realize it was about 3 minutes before. So, Enochanami, when you're talking, you're not always certain the person is listening on the other side. But we have a tziur of talking to somebody without having to see a picture. Well, they said in a few years' time, well, nobody will understand what you're talking about. Everybody, what do you mean? When you talk to somebody, of course you see the other person on the other side. He says that's one of the hardest things to realize, to imagine that when we're talking in davening, we're talking to the Borei Olam, the Melech Malchei Melachim. Omnom Sokhtu, Mishu Bal Seichel Nochoin. If you have a shtikul correct seichel, Bim'at his boinenus, v'simus slave, with shtickle thinking about it and paying attention, if we dream in davening, so about this not shaykh, of a simus slave, yuchal likboya beliboy amitas adomo. Eichu ba, v'noisin mamish ima yisbarach. How he's coming, and he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm in conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just think about it. It helps maybe, one of the reasons why our minhag is, before Shemoneh Esrei, is to go 3 steps forward. The minhag is, the mela, people think you have to go 3 steps backwards. So you do a sort of dance. But it's not, the vort is, to go 3 steps forward, kilu, it's hagosha, you're coming to the melech malchei hamlochim. And after davening, we go 3 steps back, because I was standing in front of the kisei without a picture. I was standing in front of the kisei, a kovet, talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now I depart. And I mishtachaveh to the Shechina at the beginning of davening, 4 times during davening, when I'm finished, I mishtachaveh to the left and to the right and to the middle. What, to the left first? We always go to the Yamin first. No, because we're going to be mishtachaveh to the Shechina Shekenegdoi, says the Gemara. And the Shechina Kenegdoi, so my left is his right. So I'm being mechabed the Shechina by being mishtachaveh first to the Shechina's right, Hashem's right, Kiviyoch. And then to the left, and then to the middle. If a person does think, when he davens, davens Shemoneh Esrei, he walks 3 steps forward, I'm walking, coming to the Borei Kol HaOlamos. When he's mishtachaveh, he does a ma'aser, Baruch, Ato, Hashem, Ato, he's talking And the second person, you, Ribbono Shel, to whom am I talking? If you think for 2 seconds, I'm talking to the Melech Malchei Melochim, I'm being mishtachaveh to the Shekhinah, then it's not that hard to come to a shtikl hakara that I'm actually being noisiv and noisin with the boyri. Ulefonav hu mischanin, umeitoi hu mevakesh. And whom, from whom are we asking all our bakoshes? From the Melech Malchei Melochim. The Chazon Ish was very marich in davening. Somebody once asked him, why is the Rebbe so marich? Is it because Kavonas Hamilim? He said, Kavonas Hamilim is easy. For him it was easy. He said he's marich to keep the Kavona that he's talking to the Shekhinah. It's not so easy. He says it's one of the hardest things. And even, what's the problem? We Baruch Ato Hashem. You know, I was thinking, I'm being mishtachwe to Hashem. I'm talking to Hashem Yisbarach. He's in front of me. I'm connecting with Hashem. And I remember that was the shmooze which I heard last night, or 5 minutes ago, wherever it is, an hour ago, Davin Meirid. Then the shmooze, Ploni wasn't there. Yeah, my chavrus wasn't there. That's because he had a chasna. And then he went out here. Yeah, I remember I met that guy, Ben Osmani. He was a very, very good shman. And then we went here over there, Ben Osmani. And then, yeah, next year I'm going to go to this camp and that camp and the other camp. Or beforehand, maybe he wakes up. I once heard Reb Shalom Shvadron said in one of his droshes, a mensch goes to the supermarket in the morning, and he goes to collect, he's got a whole list that his wife sent him. He's got to buy milk, and he's got to buy bread. And suddenly a guy comes up to him and punches him in the chest. He carries on going around the supermarket. Nochal punches him in the chest. And he realizes, sometimes we actually wake up from Slach Lonu. And other times, When do you wake up in Slach Lonu, and you suddenly realize it's Shabbos? I hope nobody saw me. That's our davening. It's avoido shebelev. It's not so posher. Teinochanami. Our mind wanders and wanders and wanders the whole time in davening. So with me, tzat simas leib imat his bonus. We have to keep trying to focus. Nochamal. No, talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Eitzah Yehutzah, the Chofetz Chaim's Eitzah, you need to be margul yourself a lot to be able to do this. That before the beginning of each bracha is to remind yourself, I'm now going to ask for das from Hashem Yisbarach. I'm now going to ask for Siyata Dishmaya to do tshuva from Hashem Yisbarach. I'm now going to ask for mechila from Hashem Yisbarach. At the beginning of each bracha, to gather your thoughts again. Benochamo, what's the Yetzer Hara? Yeah, it was the Chofetz Chaim's Eitzel. Chofetz Chaim, yeah, well, that's the yeshiva up the road. And think about it, really, in Queens. And I don't hold to that derech. I do hold to that derech. And maybe Indian. Benochamo, you wake up whenever you wake up. The Vilna Gaon said that if a person dreams in davening, when he wakes himself up, so you start nochamal from where you are, and you try to focus. And that's the milchoma in davening, and that's why it's hard. It's avoido shebelev. It's a very hard mitzvah to be mekayim. 3 times a day, and we try. Sometimes we're mechavin a few more words, and sometimes we're mechavin a few more brachas. And sometimes, maybe, a person can get through the whole of Shemone Esrei, Ashrei, if he got through the whole Shemone Esrei and he was mechavin. And when he does that, then be'etzim, that is mekadesh, all the tefillahs that he davened without the kavana, because he was trying. It's avoido. Umeito hu mevakesh. V'hu yisbarach shemoy mazin loy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening, you have to think. The Maral says that the halacha is we whisper in davening. Why do we whisper? He said, because one has to have the hakara. Number one, we have to hear what we're saying. It has to be mashmir la'oizen. So we feel we're talking to Hashem. And we whisper because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right here. If you whisper, you whisper to somebody who's very close. When somebody's over there, so then you talk loudly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazin, his ear, kiviyochel, is right next to our mouth. Kashe yitabe isha re'ehu. Lemaisa. When a person will be misboning on this, the test, if it's real, will he feel yira? If he really realizes that he's talking to the Borei Olam, the Melech Malchei Hamlochim, then he'll feel a yira, an ema. He'll feel that yira saremimus. Am I standing right? Am I dressed right? Oy vey. I'm standing, I have my hands on the shtender. Beds are not supposed to. Supposed to be standing straight or like this. Talking to the Melech Malchei Hamlochim. One can have the feeling, the gilui, that the Shekhinah is lefaneinu. Beds, when we come out of davening, we say this in Aleinu. The first part of Aleinu, we're Meshabech Hashem Makir Tov, that He gave us such a chelek. He didn't make us like Goyim. He didn't make our Ashgocha like Goyim. Shlo somchel keinu keim begarelim kechol amoinam. Unei nebech shem mishtachvim lehevil varik. Umispalalim el el lo yoshia. In Svarim state, varik is the gematria of the nourishkeit that the Christians pray to. And Kedzain, El Lo Yoshia, is the Muslims who Damtak Allah, Allah's Miloshan Kale. They, Be'etzim, part of Islam is you shouldn't be Mavakesh Bakoshes, you should be Mekabel everything that he gives. Va'anachnu koirim umishtachamim umoidim lifnei melech balchei hamlochim hakodosh. He's Kaddish, Mufresh and Mufdal. And on the other hand, Baruch Hu is Mashpia Mekar HaBrochus. Shehu Noite Shamayim. Right now, the Shamayim is Rosh and Hoive, not Shehu Nata. Shehu Noite Shamayim. V'yoy Seidoretz. The fact that the earth is still Kayim called Rega Varega, the Rebbein Shem is giving its Kiyum. V'chiseich Voidoy Bashamayim Mimal. The Gon's Girsa, there's an old Girsa, not to say Yukaroi, because Yukaroi is the same gematria as Varik. Yen, I don't want to mention that. V'chisei chvoidoi b'shamayim mimal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kisei, where he runs everything, is in Shamayim. U'shchinas uzai, and his strength, kiviyachol, is even higher. Begov hei meroimim, I know hasoge how far he is, how high he is. On the other hand, who Elokeinu? He's Mashgiach Aleinu. Ein oi, there is no other Koyach. Emes Malkeinu, he's real. He's the real Melech. He's not a Melech because we decided to make him a Melech. He's a Melech because he's Be'etzem the Melech. Efezulosoi, there is nothing else other than him who has independent Kiyum. Now move on. We're not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Efezulos, it doesn't mean to say that nothing other than him and we are also HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Etzem Metzius is Kayam Mitzad Atzmai Kachosubis Erosai V'yodata Hayoyim Vashivoysa Levavecha. You have to internalize this. Hashem Hu Ho Elokim. Hashem is the Baal HaKoychus Kulam, all the Koychus Vashamayim Imal V'haloritz Mitachas Ein Oy. When a person thinks about what we're saying, he would say that with kavana. I saw once in a Svadisha based medrash, Aleinu l'shabeach eino tefilat haderech. The Svadim don't say Kaddish after Aleinu. So a lot of times they have a Yetzara to walk out saying Aleinu. So it's not Tfilas HaDerech. No, it's not the time to wrap up your tefillin and get out of there. Say with a shtickle kavana, Stachat Pachat. Anachnu Korin, Stachat Pachat. You say, Melech, Malchem, Lochim, HaKodesh, Baruch Hu. It's real. It's not an Eldo Yeshia. It's not some idea, some mumbler eye in the morning, or the afternoon, or the evening. And then you have to think of the godless of Hashem, Ashehu merumam the niskov al kol bracha tehila. The Rebbeinu Shalom is elevated above any brachas which we can say. But that's what we say in Kaddish. After each section of davening, the Chazan says, Yisgadol Yisgadosh Shmei Rabba, Yolma Divra. And the tzibur says, yeah, that's all we want. Hashem's name should be known more and more and more. And then the chazan says, only in this world? Only what we're saying? Yisbarach, v'yishtabach, v'yisbarach, v'yisroimah, v'yisnase, v'yishado, v'yisale, v'yishalol. Shmei dekutcha b'richu, le'eila mikol birchasa shirasa v'yisha. Hashem's name should be praised more than all the shiros with tishbachos and nechomos which are said in this world. Sometimes I think the way you hear people saying Kaddish is like a jingle. So Damiram Ba'alma goes together with Tushbachasa Birchasa. Not Damiram Ba'alma Vimru Amen. The jingle wise, they put the words together, so Damiram Ba'alma Vimru Amen. It's not Damiram Ba'alma Vimru Amen. It should be le'ela mikol birchasa v'shirasa tushbechasa v'nechemasa da'miran ba'alma. Think about that. The Roman is Hashem. Be'etzim, if the Torah wouldn't give us reshus to say any shevach to Hashem, we wouldn't be allowed to say any shevach to Hashem. Pasuk says, l'cha dumia tehila. To you, silence is praise. Say in Micha Moicha, in the Shiro, we say, Noira Sehilois. Rashi says, what's Noira Sehilois? It's Yori, it's a Pacha to say Tehilois Lifnei Hashem. Is that all Hashem is? Anything that we're going to say? Gemara brings how Talmud, who said lots of Shvachim, Rav Gamliel said, no, you finished? You finished Shvacha tomorrow? How can you finish Shvacha tomorrow? He's the Eila Mikol Birchasa Damiran Ba'alma. As we think about that, who was I talking to in my Shmone Esrei? Wow. The Oitzar she is born in our Shiflus Adam of Chisusai, the Ficham Yusuf Gasusai. And then the third thing he says to think, who are we? I was just Zoicha to speak to the Melech Malchei Amlochim. The Baruch Olai Lomas, Noite Shomayim Yosein Oretz, more than any hasoga a human being can have, Roimim is Mamish. And who am I? Little Menshele, a Gufele, Bosav and Dom, Kol Shekei Nefi HaChatoim Shechata Mioidai, and I come with my Averas. I'm standing in front of the Shechina. The Kodesh Baruch Hu sees me. The Kodesh Baruch Hu knows everything. Maisa, Dibo, Machshava, Havaminas. And I'm allowed to say Baruch Atah Hashem. And I've got the zchus So we stachvel if le melech malche hamlochim a kodesh baruch. Uma shomah kosuv ivdo is Hashem beyira. We brought them 2 weeks ago. Vegilu bira'ada. But this yira gives tremendous gila, tremendous simcha. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, yira and simcha lechara steers, not yira ruchnis, not yira sarayinus. And we can come to ashtikul hakara of yira sarayinus, of what we're doing when we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a mashahu of that yira sarayinus. Why ashrayin? The simcha that a person will feel with that. Gilu bira ada. Tremendous simcha. Yiras haroimimus. Ibeetzim, to be constantly aware of Hashem's presence. Shulchan Aruch starts. Mechava brings halocha. Can sign some people that holds halacha vein moirin kain yizgabe kari lamoid baboy kalavoides boyrei sheyehu moires hashachar. No, you have to wake up, stark, get up. Zok the remark. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somid hu klal godol batoira ubemailes atzadikim asher holchin lifnei elokim. Be'etzim, this whole remark, Shivisi Hashem, is the chasima of Moira Nevuchim. The Welt says, where all the chakiras of the Eligar Rambam in Moira Nevuchim end, is where Shulchan Aruch starts. Shivisi Hashem, the negdi sami, the person should have that awareness, I make Hashem in front of me constantly, said David HaMelech. Hu klal godol batoira. A person, when he sits on his own, he sits in one way, he's sitting in front of a melech gadol, sits in a different way. And when he's stump schmoozing with his family, he's going to speak differently than when he comes to a Melech Godel and he comes to be Mavakish and to be Meshabeach, the Melech Godel speaks differently. We don't have a Melech Godel. And even the leaders of countries, you can't call them, they're not Melochim and they're not Gedolim. A shtickle for us, a shtickle dugme is in front of a Godel Adar. How does a person behave when he goes to one of the Gedolei Hadar? Kol shekein, kishiyosim adam eliboy, shehamelech hagadol hakadosh baruch hu, asher meloi kol haaretz kvoidoy, oy meid olav v'roye b'maisav. The Rama is bringing, constantly one has to have this awareness. The Rebbeinu Shem is always here and always looking at us. Kama sheneemai misose ish b'mistarim v'ani lo yerenu, no mashem. Miyad, if a person thinks Shivisi Dik, Miyad Yagia Elov, Hayirov Achno, Bepachad Meashem Misbarach, Ubushosoi Mimenu, Tomid. Person is boining on this is boiningness, how I would sit in front of a godel, and how I sit at home, and I'm always in front of the Melech Malchem Lochim, a person would have Yiras Aroimimus. There's one Gewaltig Avot in this remark, which lets us off the hook. Hu klal godol batoira, ubemailes hatzadiki. Okay, I'm not holding there. Nice remark, it's a nice Rambam. Yeah, I'm not holding there. Mailes hatzadiki. Enochanam? Enochanam? There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Tavchof beis. Second. Omer Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Omer Rav Shimon Chasido. Hamispalel tzorech sheyira atzmoi kilu shchino kenegdo shnema shivisi Hashem lenegdi somit. In tefillah, so the Gemara, one has to be mekayim shivisi. And that is nifsak la'aloche for kol klal Yisrael. Simen tzadiches. Mechaber says, Hamispalel tzor shiichavein beliboy pirush hamilos shemoytzi bisvosov ve'yachshuv ki'ilu shchino kenegdoi. And the makor for this mechaber is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Rambam learns that that kavon is likuva in the whole of Shemone Esrei. The Bi'aloche says one has to be very, very nizhar in this. As Ken Zayin, there's a halacha later on in Siv Gimel. Zog de mechaber yispalel derech tachanunim kerosh hamavakesh bePesach. A person when he davens has to see himself like a rosh, like a poverty-stricken person who's mavakesh bePesach ubenachas v'sheloi tire teiroy elov kemaso mavakesh lipotem imenu. And he mustn't look as though it's just a burden. He has to daven. Never, he's a frum Jew. He can't go to work unless he does his 20 minutes in the morning. So, yotze as quickly as he can. And then you have the frumer shatzim. So it's tirchu di tzibura, and they gabble through chazaras hashatz. Rabbiin. According to Harbei Poskim, you've just said 19 brachos levatola. You're lucky that the Bi'alocha declares, b'di'eved, you don't have to be choizer, otherwise, tuchu tzibur, we're going to have to hear such a chazor, such a tz. Nochamola, nochamola, ain't tuchu tzibur, yosekot of mizeh. And b'di'eved, versus yoitze, over zogte bishnebura. Second, Mama Oid in the Bir Aloch, Mama Oid Sorech Ha'odom Lizoe Boze, Ki Yesh Kama Poskim Ha'matzrichim Lachso Lispalel Machmaze, if he makes it like a maso. You don't talk to anybody, not even the people in your house, like that so fast. You can't talk so fast. V'horaya? Wait till Chanukah. And you hear how these super express chazonim come to Alanisim, which I don't know so well, and they trip over themselves. Or they come to other parts of Davening, which I don't know so well. You can't talk so fast. You don't talk so fast. Elamai. Because you said so many times, you said Shemone Esrei. So you say it like a machine. But that's not tefillah. Famous Reb Chaim, the first Reb Chaim in Sefer, is the pshat in being mechavin lifnei ha-melech, lifnei ha-shchina, is what makes it into a ma'aseh tefillah. What turns the words, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melekei Aviseinu, what turns the words, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melekei Aviseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Hakil, was I davening? No. Why not? Because I was not mechavin to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What makes those words into davening, into tefillah? What creates it as tefillah? The ones aware that we're talking to the Melech Malchei Melech, we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we don't have that, it's nishka tefillah. What is it? Brachos Levatola. So you have the poskim who save us from... No. But the evit may be yotzei. There's a takon of chazoras hashatz. It's not tircha de tzibura. Once it's a takona, then you have to daven like a mensch. Chazoras hashatz. The whole of davening for most people is a tircha de tzibura. But we have to daven. What are you going to do? One has to behave like a rosh, like a poor person. Perik tes in Toyma Dvoira. Toyma Dvoira is a very heady gesefer. Not really no gear for us. Toyma Dvoira is written by the Ramak. The G'doyle and Kubalim. The yisod of Toyma Dvoira is to show how we can be misnaig with midas, which are midas lamalo. Some people are noig to learn the first perik, because he goes in the first perik, he shows how we can be misnaig with the yud gimel midas harachamim bein odom lechaveiro. Meridik, he defines the midah, what that midah of rachamim is, and then he shows how one's misnaig bein odom lechaveiro, how we can think. It says, the notion of the Gemara is when it's not just to say yud gimel midas harachamim, it says kashem oisim kein. It says when we behave like that, that's ma'or the rachamim shamay. Al kolponim in perik chi. Is Midas HaMalchus. Why is Midas HaMalchus will leave it? It's interesting. He says, what is it? Shelo yizgoy liboy b'chol ha-sheloy. He shouldn't be misgoy with everything that he has. V'yosim atzmoy tomid ke'oni. And he should look at himself like he's a poor man. V'yamid atzmoy lifnei koinoy kedal shoyelu mischanei. One has to be set ourselves, look at ourselves as though I'm a poverty-stricken man, and I'm davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm an oni shoyel mischane. Ula harugil atzma b'midazu. V'afilu sheyeh osher, and even if he's a rich man, yachshoiv shein dovik imoy mikol ha-sheloi ma'uma. He should think he has nothing, because the truth is he doesn't. I mean, you mean he's got so much money in his bank account? He's got so much money in his computer, you know, says he's got money, and all his possessions, and all this and all that. Is it really his? Well, the Rabban Yishonim is giving it to him, and if Chas V'Shalom, in Lila could be gone. Does he, mi etzem, have anything? Everything is a matana from Hashem Yisbarach. So Yachshav she'ein davakimo mikol ha-sheloi ma'umo. V'hu nezav, he's all alone. Tzorech l'rachme aboire tamid. He needs rachme shomayim. I need the Ribbono Shel Olam. I have enough investments to carry on, live for me, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. Of a chalila, they should ever stay in learning. Not an interesting mahalach that you hear from certain Ashirin. She'ein lo kol davar alechem asheu ochal, is to look as though he's got nothing other than the bread he just ate. For years I didn't understand this, because in other Girsah it says alechem asheu ochal. But they weren't nekudas. The be'etzim is alechem asheu ochal. He ate lunchtime. He ate something. And then he comes to daven mincha. So he did eat. He can't pretend he's starving hungry, because he's not starving hungry. But that's all he has. His beautiful silverware, v'chule, that's a matona from Hashem Yisbarach. Mitzidai, he's an oni. V'yachni levovoi, v'ye oni atzmoi. Uma gam be'ez tviloisov, shesus skula nifla. He says, it's a skula nifla for tfilos to be accepted. Why? Because tachanunim yedaber rosh. Tefillah is the place where we mechuyv al pi halacha to be mekayim shivisi. Where in tefillah, the whole mice of tefillah, we saw in the Mesilas Yesharim, is we mischabe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have that awareness we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To try to feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch, to feel the way I made lifnei Hashchina. We saw, not only is this the tachlis b'riyas ha'olam, Elokim asa she'yiru mi'nefano, but the Zohar HaKadosh says, that's the tachlis of Rosh Hashanah. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a whole din and a whole decision just on Rosh Hashanah. Hare HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything the whole year. He doesn't need to have one day a year. Enoch and Ami, he doesn't do it for him, he does it for us. Says the Zoya HaKadosh, Me'asa, Olekim Asa, Me'asa, Rosh Hashanah. He made a Rosh Hashanah, Kedei She'yiru Milafano. On the Yisad, the anniversary of Brias HaAdam, whose tachlis is She'yiru Milafano. The Chesed Godel, when the Rabbeinu Shalom is deciding, shall I make another, give each person another year? Miyichye? Shall I give Claudius another year? Shall I make another year for the world? The Rabbeinu Shalom gives us an avodah to be ma'ora as to what? She'yiru milafanov, tachlis b'yis ha'olam. Mimele, what's the avodah which will help us, the country yiru milafanov? Litfilehuba. Kol shana she'rosha b'tchilasa. Zogt Rashi she'oisim atzmom roshim. It's not Purim. We're not playing a game. We're being mekayim what the Talmud Torah says. We're being mekayim what the Halacha says. That a person should speak in tefillah tachanunim like a rosh. And be'etzem we are roshim. And before the Rosh Hashanah we're roshim. The Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbeinu Shalom is being koveya. Are we going to live another year? Do we have chayim? On Rosh Hashanah, kiviyach, we lose our cheskes chayim on Rosh Hashanah. Are we going to live another year? Mizanoisav shel adam, ksuvim loy, mi Rosh Hashanah ad Rosh Hashanah. Do I have any money? Do I have mizanos? Is anything muftach? Rosh Hashanah, nothing's moved up. We're Biyad Hashem Yisbarach. If we come to that awareness, Oisim Atzmom Roshim, Nedabe Tachanunim Lifnei Hashem. That's the Yisad, the Avoid of Rosh Hashanah. The whole year, we come out of our davening with Aleinu. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we're Moisif, Aleinu is a hagdoma to Malchus Zichronis and Shoifus, and a hagdoma to the Avoida on Yom Kippurim. So that we should be in that state which Aleinu can bring us to. Shanu Koirim u'mishtachavim u'moidim lifnei melech malchei amlochim ha-kadosh baruch hu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur we're mekayim it kimat kipshutoi. We're not mishtachave bepishut yodayim veraglayim. Oh, well, we fall on the floor, we koirea, and then we're mishtachave, the midas ma, lifnei melech, malchei amlochim, d'ar and hakodesh is open. It's a time we can feel yiras haroimimus. And when we finish davening on Rosh Hashanah, how's the oleinu which we take out? Let's try. So the Talmud Dvoiro, it's a gvaldiga skule. On Rosh Hashanah, kol shana she rosha bitchilasa, misasheres besoifa.